Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Vishnu Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Bhakti Namo Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharati Yudhisthira Srinivasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pramodhananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Swasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama honor and privilege and pleasure to be here. We were here last on Lord Balaram's appearance day to open the hospice, and now 1 year has passed, and the activities of the hospice are continuing in a very exemplary way, which is to the credit of the staff, the doctors and nurses and administrators, all the staff. It is often easier to create something than to maintain it. It was not easy to create the hospice. But if maintenance is more difficult than creation, then how much more difficult it will be to maintain the hospice. But these dedicated devotees have really stuck together and stuck with the project through all different sorts of trials and tribulations that are inevitable in life. Our whole practice of Krishna consciousness is tested at the time of death. Srila Prabhupada used to quote a saying that whatever sadhana and bhajan you do in your life will be tested at the time of death. Death is the final exam. And therefore, it's the most critical time in a person's life. And the devotees entrusted with the care of the person, physical, emotional, and spiritual, have a great responsibility and also a great opportunity to help a soul achieve the ultimate goal of life. From the material point of view, it is a trying situation to care for a terminal patient. In ordinary medical professions, the doctors and nurses attend to the patient in the hope that the patient will get better and return to a normal, happy life in the material world. But in hospice care, every patient dies, and it's a different mood. Even in the West, they don't have hospitals and hospices together because the mood is too different. The mood of taking treatment to get better, to go back to life as it was before the hospital, doesn't go well with the mood of the hospice patient. So they always keep the two divisions separate. For the soul to detach itself from the body is a very difficult process, and it may be a painful process. But the devotees who help the soul through the process are the best friends and well-wishers of that soul. And not only the individual who's leaving the body, but it's a very stressful and trying time for the family members and other loved ones of the patient. And so the hospice staff also supports them to some extent physically and emotionally and spiritually. So it's an opportunity to serve devotees and their loved ones. And sometimes their loved ones are not so much devotees. But I've gotten reports from devotees whose parents have come to Vrindavan and left their body here, that their family members became transformed to some extent by the Vrindavan atmosphere, but to the greatest extent by the love and care of the devotees. They have never seen such love and care ever before in their lives. In one case, the brothers and sisters of a devotee remarked that, "We always thought that you left the family and we were the ones taking care of our parents. But actually, now at the most critical time, we see you're the one who's taking care of our parents and all of us." So it can be a very transformative experience even for friends and family members to see the love and care of the doctors and nurses and volunteers for the patients and their families. But it requires spiritual realization. It requires realization that the soul is different from the body. The reason hospitals, or even more so hospices, are dreaded is because people identify with the body. And ordinary people, if they hear the word hospice, oh no, not hospice. Not hospice, don't talk about hospice. Because it means defeat. It means that you are not, it means you're giving hope of fighting the disease. You're admitting defeat in the face of the disease. We don't want that. Because they identify with the body. They don't have any concept of life beyond the body. But be devotees, you know, doctors, nurses, volunteers, anyone involved in any way, they know that the real person is not the body, but the soul. And that the bondage of the soul within the body is actually a miserable condition. And that if the soul becomes free from the repetition of birth and death in varieties of material bodies, that's the best thing that could ever happen to the soul. Once a newspaper reporter sort of challenged Srila Prabhupada that your philosophy is very negative, that you're very negative about the world and life. And Srila Prabhupada said, our business is to go to the prisoners and tell them that the jail life is not your real life. You should get out of the jail and be free. So is that negative? That's very positive. So it's actually a very positive experience to leave the body if in the process you're becoming free from this imprisonment in the jail of material existence, in the physical body. And it is that knowledge, that realization, and that faith that propels all the devotees involved with the project and makes each case a glorious opportunity to help that soul go back home, back to Godhead, and to help everyone connected with that soul to realize who they are and what the real purpose of life is. So I too, like His Holiness Radhana Swami and Her Grace Maliki Devi Dasi, put my head at the feet of these devotees. It's easy to get a good idea, although the way the world is going, it seems pretty easy for a lot of people to get bad ideas, but I shouldn't say that. Anyway, let's say it's easier to get a good idea than to implement. And these devotees have implemented it, and not just implemented it in the act of creation, but they are implementing it every day, every hour, every minute, every second, as an ongoing process. And we are eternally indebted to them. Although it's true that not everyone is aware of the hospice yet, and as they become more aware, they'll come and take more advantage. But the fact that it's here gives great hope and encouragement to devotees, to anyone who knows about it, because the time will come for all of us. As Srila Prabhupada said in his last days here in Vrindavan, he said to one of his young disciples, don't think this won't happen to you. It will happen to all of us. And just knowing that this facility is there, that the care is there, it gives great hope. And that care I mean, we've focused on the critical time of leaving the body, but that care is needed in every respect. We need hospitals with devotees that extend that type of care. We need, to help old people as they become less capable to take care of themselves. They may not be terminal patients, but old age can mean you lose your ability to take care of yourself gradually. So we need that sort of care. We need that spirit of care to extend to every area of a person's life. But because everything is tested at the time of death, everything culminates at the time of death, we've begun with this project. So, again, the devotees involved with this project are such special, great personalities. I really feel honored and blessed to be associated with them, even only in a small way. And I'm sure that they will get immense blessings from Srila Prabhupada, from all the devotees, and ultimately from Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, who are so eager to get their lost sons and daughters back to them. Hare Krishna. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram.